When Roosevelt named Averill the Lend-Lease envoy in February 1941, he moved to London without a moment's hesitation to take up the post. But after the United States entered the war, the action shifted east, and Averill was eager to follow it. 3 days after Averill and Cathy arrived in the Crimea, he flew off to Malta to meet Churchill and Roosevelt. Meanwhile, Averill left his daughter in Yalta to carry out the rest of the preparations at Levadia over the week that remained before the delegates arrived. While surprising at first glance, it actually made perfect sense for Cathy to supervise this work. She spoke Russian. Averill did not. Realizing that her father would never have time to master the language while also performing his ambassadorial duties in Moscow, Cathy decided to learn Russian for the both of them. As soon as they arrived in Moscow, where she was to serve as the official hostess of Spassow House, the residence of the American ambassador, Cathy hired a tutor. The small number of English-speaking Russian tutors in Moscow were already engaged, so she had to employ a French-speaking tutor and translate from Russian to French to English. Cathy practiced her Russian at every opportunity, listening intently during production at the renowned Bolshoi and Mali theaters and mumbling Russian phrases to herself as she walked down the street. Her Russian was hardly perfect, but she spoke well enough to act as her father's interpreter at social gatherings. Now she took on the task of communicating with Russian sentries, bureaucrats, and laborers in the mêlée at Levadia. Even if she struggled occasionally, she hoped the Russians would forgive her just as she forgave them as they struggled to properly pronounce her name. The formal word for Mr. in Russian was «господин», so the Russians addressed her as «господина Харриман». Many, however, found it impossible to pronounce the «h» in Harriman, so Miss Harriman came out sounding something like «господина Гарриман», which reminded Cathy of the sound made by an old man clearing his throat early in the morning.